जय दाता माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर नारी
जय दाता माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर नारी
जय दाता माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर नारी
जय
Yeah.
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरये
ततो जयमुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवते भक्ति तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्तिने सुखि भूतं करोति वाचालं भंगुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्र प्रार्थनं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदीनसारणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 24 श्लोक 24 चैप्टर 2
कैंटो 2 चैप्टर
4 श्लोक 24 द टाइटल ऑफ द चैप्टर इज प्रोसेस ऑफ क्रिएशन. Everybody has the Namastasmai
Bhagavate
Vasudevaya
Vedase
Papur
Jnanam
Ayam
Samya
Yan Mukham
Guru
Hasavam
Guru Hasavam
Namastasmai
Bhagavate
Vasudevaya
Vedase
Apurgyanam
Ayam Samya
Yan Mukham Guru Hasavam
Namastasmai Bhagavate
Vasudevaya Vedase
Yan Mukham Guru Hasavam
Namastasmai Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Apurgyanam Ayam Samya
Yan Mukham Guru Hasavam
Namastasmai Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Apurgyanam Ayam Samya
Yan Mukham Guru Hasavam
Namastasmai Bhagavate
Vasudevaya Vedase
Papo Jnanam Ayam Samya
Yat Mukham Guru Asvam
Namastasmai Bhagavate
Vasudevaya Vedase
Papurgyanam Ayam Samya
Yan Mukham Guru Hasavam
Namastasmai Bhagavate
Vasudevaya Vedase Apurgyanam Ayam Samya Yan Mukham Guru Sabam
Namastasmai Bhagavate
Vasudevaya Vedase
Apurgyanam Ayam Samya
Yan Mukham Guru Sabam వాసుదేవాయ వేదసే పపుర్యానం అయం సోమ్యాం యన్ముఖాం బ్రువాస్వం.
వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ వైష్ణవ్రపాద్ జయ శ్లోకం.
జయ శ్లోకం.
నమః
నమః.
My obeisances.
My obeisances.
Tasmai. Unto him.
Unto him.
Bhagavate.
Bhagavate.
Unto the personality of Godhead.
Unto the personality of Godhead.
Vasudevaya.
Vasudevaya.
Unto Vasudev.
Unto Vasudev.
Or his incarnations.
Or his incarnations.
Vedase.
Vedase.
The compiler of Vedic literature.
The compiler of Vedic literature.
Papuho.
Papuho.
Drunk.
Drunk. Drunk.
Jnanam.
Jnanam.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Ayam.
Ayam.
The Vedic knowledge.
The Vedic knowledge.
Soumya.
Soumya.
The devotees.
The devotees.
Especially the consorts of Lord Krishna.
Especially the consorts of Lord Krishna.
Yat.
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 From whose?
From whose?
Mukham Ambruha.
Mukham Ambruha.
The lotus-like mouth.
The lotus-like mouth.
Asavan.
Asavan.
Nectar from his mouth.
Nectar from his mouth.
Translation by Prabhupada. Jai Shri Prabhupada.
Yes.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of Vasudeva, who compiled the Vedic scriptures. The pure devotees drank up the nectarian transcendental knowledge dropping from the lotus-like mouth of the Lord. Please repeat. I offer my respectful obeisances.
I offer my respectful obeisances
unto Srila Vyasadeva.
Unto Srila Vyasadeva,
the incarnation of Vasudeva.
Incarnation of Vasudeva.
Vasudeva, who compiled the Vedic scriptures.
Who compiled the Vedic scriptures.
The pure devotees.
The pure devotees.
Drink up the nectarian.
Drink up the nectarian.
Transcendental knowledge.
Transcendental knowledge.
Dropping from.
Dropping from.
The lotus-like mouth of the Lord.
Lotus-like mouth of the Lord.
वेद से अर्थात दिव्य ज्ञान की पद्धति के रचयिता इस शब्द की व्याख्या करते हुए श्रीला श्रीधर स्वामी ने टीका की है कि यदि कि इस शब्द द्वारा श्रीला व्यासदेव को सादर नमस्कार किया गया है जो वासुदेव के अवतार हैं. शिलजीव गोस्वामी ने इसे स्वीकार किया है लेकिन श्रीला विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर एक कदम आगे बढ़ाया है कि भगवान कृष्ण के मुख से टपकता अमृत उनकी विभिन्न प्रेमिकाओं के मुखों में चला जाता है जिससे वे संगीत नृत्य वेश सज्जा अलंकरण जैसी ललित कलाएं एवं वे सारी बातें सीखती हैं जो भगवान को आस्वाद्य हैं. भगवान द्वारा आस्वाद्य ऐसा संगीत नृत्य तथा अलंकरण संसारी नहीं होता क्योंकि भगवान को प्रारंभ में ही पर अर्थात दिव्य कहकर संबोधित किया गया है. भुलक्कड़ बद्ध जीवों को यह दिव्य ज्ञान अज्ञात है. भगवान के अवतार श्रीला व्यास देव ने वैदिक साहित्य का इसलिए संकलन किया जिससे बद्ध जीव भगवान के साथ अपने विसरे हुए संबंधों को फिर से स्मरण कर सकें. अतः मनुष्य को चाहिए कि वह वैदिक शास्त्रों वैदिक शास्त्रों को या कहें कि माधुरी रस में भगवान द्वारा अपनी प्रेमिकाओं को किए गए अमृत दान को समझने के लिए व्यासदेव या शुकदेव के कमल मुख से सुने. दिव्य ज्ञान के क्रमिक विकास द्वारा मनुष्य संगीत तथा नृत्य की उस दिव्य कला को प्राप्त कर सकता है जिसे भगवान ने अपनी रास लीला के समय प्रदर्शित किया लेकिन वैदिक ज्ञान के अभाव में भगवान के रास नृत्य तथा संगीत की दिव्य प्रकृति को समझ पाना कठिन है. किंतु भगवान के शुद्ध भक्त इस अमृत का आस्वादन अगाध दार्शनिक वार्ताओं के रूप में तथा रास नृत्य में भगवान द्वारा चुंबन के रूप में करते हैं क्योंकि इन दोनों में कोई भौतिक अंतर नहीं है.
ओम अज्ञानाभिमंदस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे चैतन्यमस्तु स्थापितं यत्किल स्वरूपं गतमयं तथाति स्वप्नं देहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीवत्सलं श्रीगुरुं सर्वकर्तां सर्वार्थकारं. हे कृष्ण कर्ण सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपिशर गोपिशर राधे तपकांशी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी पुष्पाणुसुते देवी प्रणमान्य वाचकल चतुर्भिश्वर कथितनाम पाद वैष्णव. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य
प्रभु नित्यानंद
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. So very beautiful words. So now these are the last two verses of the chapter. So just to summarize this chapter, we've been the chapter's process of creation. So it started gradually with the physical material world, and the chapter went into explaining the spiritual world and various lokas. And now what's happening here, that Sukadev Goswami is paying obeisances to Vyasadev in the shloka. So before starting any class, that's what Srila Prabhupada established, that we all remember our guru of Srila Prabhupada, and then we start any class. And every day morning we sing this Samsar Dhava, which is a good prayer, and then there's a stanza in that which says Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadu Yasya Prasadan Nagati Kutopi Jayan Stubham Sasya Yasya Stri Sanyan Vandeham Shri. So without paying obeisances to Guru, or without pleasing Guru, we cannot get spiritual knowledge, we can't get spiritual advancement. And it's recommended like three sanyam, like three times we should remember. So Srila Prabhupada has made this Hare Krishna movement so nice that he's put it in the system itself. So every time we are offering bhoga to Bhagwan, you know, you're remembering Lord or your Guru, you're remembering Srila Prabhupada. Every time we're doing aarti, we're remembering Srila Prabhupada, we're remembering Krishna. Every time we're taking prasad, we are saying Mahaprasad Ekuminda, so we are remembering again Guru Krishna. So whatever is recommended in the Shastras to spiritual advancement, Prabhupada is so careful and so compassionate, he is built into our system. Isn't it wonderful? That there is no additional efforts you have to make. You have to just follow what Srila Prabhupada has told, and it automatically comes into our spiritual realm. So here Krishna's lotus like lips are referred, and then there's a mention of there's a prayer by Krishna Raj Kaviraj Goswami, who's saying that Bhagwan's Tribhangi form is the most beautiful thing on the planet. It's like a most attractive thing. You know, the Bhakti Bihari form, we have Tribhanga form. And he further goes that more than Tribhanga form, it is his lotus face which is more beautiful. And the same is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam by Sukadev Goswami in Canto 10, Chapter 21, Shloka 5. Which starts with Barha Pidam Natvapha Karmaya Karnekaram, which means that wearing a peacock feather ornament above his head, blue Karnekara flowers on his ears, and yellow garment as brilliant as gold. So just imagine, you know, like these sannyasis, these acharyas, they have made so easier for us to conceive the unconceivable. Can you imagine that we can't even see beyond certain, we can't think beyond certain thing, but then he is giving us on the plate what is unconceivable. We look at these description of Lord, and then, you know, we can meditate on that form. And then further he says that more than the face of the Lord, his lips are more attractive. You know, there's another prayer where Lord's lips are glorified, the Damodar prayer, where it says the Lord's lips look like
Bimba fruit.
Here he's explained that the Lord's lips are unparalleled sweet.
Mm. Mm.
And they have aroma like of honey.
Mm-hmm.
And sprinkled with camphor. And with that, those sweet lips, he places his flute,
mm-hmm.
and he blows all that sweetness in the flute.
Mm-hmm.
And all that sweetness which is coming out of the flute turns into transcendental sound vibrations. And those transcendental sound vibrations are Hare Krishna Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So have you ever wondered that why these Maha Mantras are so sweet? I mean, that's the reason, because coming from the lotus mouth of Lord Shri Krishna.
Mm.
Here, again, when we see that he is praying obeisances to Vyasadev, and in purport Srila Prabhupada is saying that in pursuance of specific utterance Vedese or the compiler of transcendental knowledge, Srila Sridhar Swami has commented that the respectful obeisances are offered to Srila Vyasadev, whose incarnation of Vasudev. So here they're saying that he prayed obeisances to Vasudev,
mm.
and the commentary was that the nectar was dripping out of lotus mouth of the Lord.
Mm.
So that's what's been added by Srila Jiva Goswami, because Lord consorts
mm.
are taking that nectar from the Lord, so it's coming directly from him.
Mm.
And Srila Sukhdev Goswami, how Srila Sukhdev Goswami has been glorifying Vyasadeva, we should glorify our Guru, and we should glorify Srila Prabhupada, and we should glorify Sukhdev Goswami himself before speaking anything, because we are receiving all this knowledge through the Parampara, through them. So Sukhdev, I'll start glorifying with Srila Sukhdev Goswami. That Sukhdev Goswami was called parrot of Radharani.
Mm.
And Shukha means someone who makes things sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, like in any fruit where Shukha or parrot puts a beak, the fruit oxidizes, meaning food gets oxygen and food gets ripened. So he makes the sweet. So same way he is making all this Krishna Katha sweeter for us. And he, we heard about the Sukhdev Goswami's story, or, you know, like how he took birth and. How he took birth and how he the story that he was in the form of parrot, and when Lord Shiva was explaining, Lord Shiva was telling Srimad Bhagavatam to Parvati ji, and he was listening to the stories. And as what happens with all of us, that in Bhagavatam we get very nice sleep. So that's what happened with Parvati ji as well. Like, when does someone sleeps peacefully?
Mm-hmm.
When does someone sleep? When yes. they don't have any fear, anxiety. And Lord's Katha is so nice, so relishing, that it takes away all the
worries.
Anxieties and worries. That's why maybe it's the reason of people sleeping in Bhagavatam. So His Holiness Prabhupada Maharaj was explaining that in the Katha that in the earlier days there used to be a lot of austerity. So whenever Prabhupada was coming to any temple, They were preparing for 3-4 days. They were not sleeping. They were doing all the preparations and everything.
Mm.
So one day Prabhupada walks into Bhagavatam class and he sees that most of the devotees are sleeping.
Who?
Most of the devotees were sitting mostly. So Sri Prabhupada says, this movement is running by only Krishna's mercy. So he was saying that, I mean, there were lots of austerities. I mean, he was saying that people used to take naps on the red signals because they were so much engaged in the devotional service that they didn't have time to take even nap during the day. So they were doing Mangalarti, then chanting, then class, and then their devotional service, audio distribution book or something.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they used to take, I mean, they were so engaged that they were taking naps on the red light signal.
Mm-hmm.
Which is dangerous, we shouldn't practice that.
Mm-hmm.
But that just means that shows the dedication over there. So here, Sukhdev Goswami is referring Vyasadeva with a name called Vedeshe, meaning the compiler of Veda.
Hmm.
So if you always see that it's said compiler of Veda, you know. So but how the Vedas were transferred to him? The Vedas were given, we'll read in the next shloka that they were given to Lord Brahma and then Lord Brahma. So he compiled it, and in Bhagavatam, in Canto 1, it's been described the reason why he created, why he compiled Bhagavatam.
Mm-hmm.
I think we read that chapter. So he's been called Trikalagya. Trikalagya means who can see all three worlds and who can see all four kals. So once he was meditating and seeing what's happening in Kali Yuga, and he got frightened to see the fallacy of Kali Yuga. He saw that everyone is engaged in sense gratification, and he saw that to contain the fire of sense gratification, people are engaging in more sense gratification.
Mm-hmm.
So Srila Prabhupada gave example that to put off the fire, you put benzene on it or you put petrol on it.
Mm-hmm.
What will happen? The fire will go off more, isn't it? People are not understanding and forgetting this knowledge that to contain the fire of material desire, we need to withdraw our senses from this material world. But even the preachers who are coming in the modern world, they're preaching that they should satisfy their needs to extinguish the fire. But then they're not realizing that the satisfying of the need leads to more desire.
Mm.
So Vedheshu is, he compiled these nectarian Vedas, and then further it explains that why he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, isn't it? He compiled Vedas and then he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam because Vedas were dealing with Karma Kanda and Gyan Kanda. So Karma Kanda means ritualistic activities where people were performing karmic activities to elevate to the higher planets and to make their life comfortable in the material world. And Gyan Kanda deals with attaining liberation or Brahmavadi. So people who are really Brahmavadi, they just get immersed in their Brahmavadi. They don't criticize Bhakti Yoga. But those who are criticizing Bhakti Yoga and they are calling themselves Brahmavadi, they are not really Brahmavadi, they are atheists. So when he realized that this Karma Kanda and Gyan Kanda will not help devotees to elevate to topmost planet and break the circle of birth and death, then he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, which deals with Bhakti Yoga. And Srimad Bhagavatam is called Amal Puran. Mal means the dirt, and Amal means without any dirt. And why is it called Amal Puran? Because it doesn't have any Karma Kanda or Gyan Kanda. And anything which deals with Karma Kanda or Gyan Kanda is considered to be poison. Forget not following any ritualistic activities. Has been described that whether you take poison in a silver or glass, silver or gold cups, it will still do the same effect. So karma kanda and gyan kanda are considered as poison in golden cups, but pure Vedic knowledge is derived only from Srimad Bhagavatam, because it deals with only subject matter of devotional service, like how various devotees have dealt with what were the exchanges with Sri Lord Sri Krishna, what kind of devotional services they did, what did they pray to him. So Bhagavad Gita also says purpose of all Vedic literature is to know Sri Krishna. So Bhagavad Gita in chapter 15, shloka 10, Lord is saying, Sarvasya chaham hriti sannivishto matha smritir jnanam aparaka vedescha sarvai aham eva vidyo. So he's saying, I am the goal of all Veda. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance and knowledge, forgetfulness. By all Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta. I am the knower of the Vedas. So that's why this Shukdev Goswami is paying obeisance to Vyasadeva, because Vyasadeva has compiled those Vedas, and Prabhupada, and he's following following the instruction of Lord Sri Krishna, that all the Vedas are meant to know him. And by reading Bhagavatam every day, we can really know that. Even though it's inconceivable for us, because we are not qualified, but by the mercy of Vyasadeva, we can do it. Then comes various acharyas who are also confirming the same. There is a very nice prayer by Narottam Das Thakur. Hari Hari Bifule Janam Gainu Manushya Janma Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiyu Jaya Suniya Visha Khainu. So here Narottam Das Thakur is saying that Hari Hari Bifle, Bifal, ye janam bifal ho gaya, fail ho gaya. Kyunki manushya janam paake bhi humne Krishna, Radha Krishna ka seva nahi kiya, we haven't served them. And unknowingly we drunk that poison. So strong. Like Narottam Das Thakur is saying such. And we think that by attending one class in a week and by doing little seva, we are big devotees, we are bhakta. Our seat in Golok Vrindavan is reserved there. It says Ankur Glani 5 hours. But what Narottam Das Thakur is saying, that Hari Hari Bifle, my janam's wasted. विफल अनसक्सेसफुल बिकॉज आई हैवंट सर्व कृष्ण एंड आई हैव ड्रंक पॉइजन अनोइंगली एंड वी आर ड्रिंकिंग दैट पॉइजन नोइंगली So process for perfection, if we see, is to hold the feet of Guru Maharaj and hold the feet of who's under shelter of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada who's Prabhupada-acharya, who's acharya of whole universe. He has achieved what nobody could even conceive to achieve. Today if we close our eyes and imagine a world when Srila Prabhupada was not there, we would have all been sleeping at home, right? Or we would have been making plans for more sense enjoyment, or engaging in more sense enjoyment for ourselves. Without knowing that this is not leading us anywhere. Right? So, if you see that we all know how to drive a car, right? So we've been given car's keys, and we've been given a nice car to sit, and we've been given a map where to go. Then we will enjoy the journey, we will switch on the car and then we'll go wherever we have gone, we have to go. But then say we'll bring somebody from the village and we put him there in that nice car, give him the key, and he doesn't know how to drive, he doesn't know how to do. What will happen? He will be very perplexed. He'll not be able to go anywhere, he'll be very perplexed. He will not know what to do with that nice thing, what to do with that nice car. Same way if you put you in an aeroplane and you will have all these dashboards with blinking lights and buttons and everything. You know that it flies, you know that it can take you to from one ocean,
continent to another
continent. But you don't know how to fly, you don't know how to navigate it. You will be perplexed, you will be anxious. You won't know where you're heading. Even if you started and it flies, you don't know where you're heading. Same way, we've been given this material body, which is functioning very nicely. It functions very nicely. You put gulab jamun and it goes and gives nutrition inside. You put... How your eyes are blinking. So wonderful, you know, to hydrate your eyes. Such a perfect thing God created. And we have given the key, we have given the body to cross the ocean. But we don't know how to do it. So we're driving the car, we're driving this body every day. But we don't know what is the purpose. We don't know where it is heading. We don't have that GPS. That's why we are perplexed. We are anxious. We are perplexed. We are anxious. What to do with this body? And that's where this Vedeshe. That's where. Srila Vyasadeva become compassionate. That's where he became he became compassionate for all of living entities in Kali Yuga. And he compiled this. And that's why Sukadeva Goswami is paying obeisances to him. That, oh Lord, that let me explain this. And that's where we see that yasa prasada bhagavat prasado yasa prasada nagati kutopi. So until we please the spiritual master, we can't progress. And how the spiritual master will be most happy? How your Guru Maharaj will be most happy?
Serving the Lord.
Serving the Lord. because that's what he is doing. Serving the Guru means preaching, bringing as many people closer to Krishna. That's the greatest service. So to please Krishna, we need to please Srila Prabhupada. To please Srila Prabhupada, we need to please our Guru. To please our Guru, we have to go and bring as many people close to Krishna. Okay. Because that's the ultimate goal of life. All the Vedas, all the scriptures are only for Vedesha Sarvam Aham Evaidya. He is the goal. To understand him, all the Vedas, all the scriptures, those are Veda. And these nectarian katha are referred as rasayana katha. So, you know, in Ayurveda, rasayana means medicine. So these rasayana katha are medicinal. So until we realize that we have some sort of disease, we won't look for rasayana, isn't it? We won't look for medicine. So the medicinal, some of the examples of rasayana are chyavanprash, like this is rasayana, or the Brahmi rasayana, which gives brain, which says that it enhances the brain. So all these rasayanas are curing the material disease, but then this rasayan katha gives us the spiritual enlightenment. It clears our vision. And by sitting in this material body, which could be used as boat or car, we have to cross this ocean of material world, and we have spent many births to come to this stage, but it doesn't mean that we will take as many births. We should take as many birth to cross this ocean. We can do it in this very birth. We have to follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions, and we have to be very, very careful. Srila Prabhupada has clearly given instruction that we should honor Vaishnavas, because they are the one who are most merciful, and because of their mercy, we will be connected to Krishna. We should understand Krishna consciousness as Prabhupada wanted us to understand, which is following the disciplic succession, having a regular sadhana, practicing Krishna consciousness in the way He has laid out for us. He was very careful in setting up everything in Krishna consciousness society, because if you see from Mangal Arati till the Shayan Arati, everything engages us in Krishna consciousness. Whether we are in Grihastha life, or whether we are in Brahmacharya life, or whether we are in temple, He's given us deities, He's given us the Aratis we have to sing. Aratis considers of all the prayers we have to do it to the Lord. So He has made autopilot for us. So, Krishna is giving these rasayana, and all these rasayanas are, all these shlokas or instructions are doses for rasayana. When He is saying, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam, Jnana Karmadi Anavratam, Anukulyena Krishna Anushilnam, Bhaktir Hama. So by doing anya abhilashita shunyam means there's no abhilasha, there's no desire. Anukul guru karmani anavratam, so following the footsteps of guru. Anukulena krishna anushilnam, that is anukul for Krishna consciousness. And what it gives? Bhaktir Bhavam. It gives us bhakti to follow by following the footsteps, by extinguishing the desires of material nature, by following the acharyas, by following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. So Krishna has given those instructions and Prabhupada has made it easy for us. Prabhupada has made practical for us to follow those things. So we should honor Vaishnava, we should follow Krishna consciousness in the way Prabhupada wanted us to follow. We should stay humble. If we don't have humility, the Krishna won't enter our heart.
For sure.
Because you know, like if you have to invite even someone materially affluent person in our home, we clean up our heart, we clean up our home before he comes, we make conducive for him, isn't it? Same way we want to invite Krishna to our heart, we have to get rid of all those kalmash. And humbleness is such a thing which makes your heart like butter, and Krishna likes butter, he will steal that butter. So to attract Krishna, we have to create that butter like soft heart. Makhan chura. We have to be fearless. How will we be fearless? By having faith in Lord's lotus feet. Like Srila Prabhupada was fearless in his preaching. He went to US without even knowing anyone there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why we say, we have this, say, Bhajau Re Mana Shri Nanda Nandana Abhay Charna Ravenda Re. Abhay. There's no bhay. And we should have fixed intelligence. Krishna has asked so many times, he has asked only one thing in Bhagavad Gita. He has asked for man and buddhi. So he has asked for fixed intelligence. He said that vyavasatmika buddhi kuru nandana. So it should be, primary focus should be that we should be Krishna conscious. And everything else should be secondary. Then again he said, Savai pumsam paro dharma yato bhaktir adokshaje ahetuki aparehata yatma suparastha. So Sud Goswami has told all the sages that pumsam means humanity, all the human beings. And parodharma means the param dharma, the topmost dharma, which is transcendental. Ahetukhi means without any intention. So Sud Goswami has explained to sages as well that the param dharma is to remember Krishna, and that's why the whole Bhagavatam was compiled. And same has been confirmed in so many shlokas by Shri Krishna and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So, I heard like one lecture from Guru Maharaj, and he said there are two types of dharma, two types of duties. One is adhunik dharma, and the other is ahityamik dharma, adhyatmik dharma. So adhyanic dharma is like being father, being mother, being teacher, all the being employee, being employer, all those things are adhyanic dharma. It's like material dharma. And adhyatmic dharma is to reach, how to go back to Krishna. To Krishna and following the Krishna consciousness. So he's saying that Srila Prabhupada gave example that you have $100 bill in your pocket, then all the material problems which is solved by $1 are already achieved. So if we have practiced the Adhyatmik Dharma, then all the problems with material world, all the problems with the Adhunik Dharma are already solved. Then again, another rasayana given by, or dose given by Shri Krishna is in chapter 8, shloka 7. Tasma sarveshu kaleshu mam anushmarana yodhya cha maya arpito mano bhutte mam chavasya asamshaya. So asamshaya means without any doubt. And he, what he said, anusarmana anush anushmarana yodhya cha. So mujhe yad karke yodhya karo. So we have to all constant, that's the instruction for all of us, that we should always remember Krishna and do our material duties. So now we have to see, we have to reject whatever is taking us away from Krishna. We have to accept whatever things we're taking towards the Krishna. So now, how many of us, by show of hand, can see that we are not burdened with material desires and heart is all clean?
How many of
us think that we are not burdened with material desires and our heart is pure and there's no kalmash in our heart? So that means at least we are an honest society. We are not putting that fake mask on your face that, oh, I am the best, or I know everything. That's the starting point. When Krishna started to give instruction in Bhagavad Gita that we are not this body, he didn't stop there. That's the first part. Then he gradually increased the doses. Then he took us to chapter 9, where he revealed that the next step, which we should engage in devotional service. We should offer all our man and buddhi to him, all our intelligence to him.
Come.
We should be having fixed intelligence. So once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having discussion with Ramanand Roy, and there was discussion happening about goal of life, and Ramanand Roy explained Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that goal of life is to follow Varnashrama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected it. Then he said that goal of life is to offer all our fruits of activities to Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected that as well. He said that, no, give me something more higher. Then Ramanand Roy explained that goal of life is to take sannyas and fix our intelligence in Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected that as well. He said, no, I want something higher. And then Ramanand Roy explained him that devotional service and thinking that you are lower than the lowest and engaging in continuous devotional service is the highest goal of life. And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted, and that's what he preached to all of us, and that's what he gave instructions to all of us to follow. And in another shloka, in another prayer, Narottam Das Thakur is saying that heat of lust has beaten my body, but I have surrendered. Please engage me in your service. So all these acharyas, they are explaining us that that even though we may be fallen, but there's still hope by engaging the service to the Lord. And that's what we have to follow these acharyas and read Bhagavad Gita, chant the holy name sincerely, and that's when our heart will become soft and clean, so that we'll see our own our position or our own relation to Krishna. So what are the points we covered today? We have to offer obeisances to a guru and Srila Prabhupada before starting anything. So that's what is being shown here when Sukhdev Goswami is paying obeisances to Vyasadev. Then we learned that Vyasadev compiled all the Vedas and he was not satisfied, so he, because there was Gyan Khanda and Karma Khanda in that, which was considered to be poison, and that's why he had compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Amal Puran. And we covered the process of perfection, which is serving Guru and Srila Prabhupada. And how do we serve Srila Prabhupada and Guru? By preaching and bringing more and more people closer to Krishna. And this Amal Purana is concerned, or these kathas are considered as Rasayana Katha. Rasayana Katha means they have medicinal value. When any guru, we are hearing guru, katha from any gurus or realized souls, it affects the most, because they have realized and they are transferring the Krishna consciousness, what they have received, to us. And